Fifi, Feb, and Nick will get you up and about every morning. But if you're still feeling tired, Ecosa can help. Mattresses, pillows, bedding, and more. Shop now at ecosa.com.au. Ecosa, sleep, but better. 101, this
is the Fox. Now, Maths are apparently having their couples retreat, their therapy sessions this week, and it got our boss, Mad Mando, thinking that maybe it would be a good idea for us. We've just clocked up 50 shows together as Fifi, Feb, and Nick. And
amazing.
She said, why don't you guys do a little bit of transparent therapy? And we are a thruple. We're not a couple. We're a thruple here. Three co-hosts threesome. That hang out. And, we're work partners. So we have all week, and it's concluding today, been having our thruples therapy.
Welcome to Fifi Feather Nick's co-host therapy.
I feel like if we're on a tricycle, because we're three, we're always on a tricycle. It's a great ride, our show, for 3 hours. Fee would be at the front.
Yep.
And it'd be, whether you or me, where are we?
Well, I'm holding the handlebars. One of you's waving around up the back.
And I'm the shaky wheel at the back.
You're at the back because you do shake.
I'm the wobbly wheel at the back.
Well, so we actually, need to Feb, you're being dinked. You're sitting up on the handlebars.
I'm on the handlebars.
Like, I'm trying
to
hold
that,
them.
See? I love that. I want to be on the handlebars. Off the swings. Go, mate, Mr. Therapist. Sorry, mate.
I should introduce him, actually. So our therapist, and I don't know why we couldn't afford a proper therapist, but we do have our executive producer, Leon Shergren, DJ Shergs, who's been conducting the therapy. Welcome back to the studio, therapist Shergs.
Thank you. I'm a bit nervous about this one.
Yeah, why don't we just lower alpha bucks and get an actual professional in here?
Because I bulk bill, mate. A bit nervous about this one. This exercise... And as I always say, it's a safe space.
Mm.
This exercise is called "I Love You, But."
Oh no!
This exercise helps couples be open and honest about their feelings towards each other, no matter how confronting it might be.
Mm.
Can I just say, as the executive producer of this show,
yes,
we're about to have a week off.
Yes.
Yep. To fracture us and tear us apart before we have a week to go and really fester and really get annoyed at what was said this morning, I don't think this is well produced.
I see it as a week to heal.
I'm not quite sure what it is, so I'll just do a rehearsal to Leon.
Let me explain first.
I'll do it to you. Like, so I could say something to you, but then I'll say, like, I love you, Leon, but yep. Jack Charles is a better producer than you. Something like that? Is that what we're going to do?
Well, that's shots fired at a different station. And that's very hurtful.
Well, you brought it up.
Has he got an ACRA, an award?
So
you're on the right path, Feb.
Oh, beautiful.
You need to start a sentence with, I love you, but, and then reveal something that annoys or frustrates you about them within the working relationship you have.
Okay.
You're only to be as open and honest. I can give you an example. I can start.
I'll take Nick.
Feb made the therapist cry.
Let me
just offer to start.
Let me start as an example, just so everyone feels comfortable.
Where's this going?
Yeah. I love you, but... sometimes when I text you and you don't respond for hours, it's very frustrating.
Who's that directed at?
Everyone.
I've texted you all. Several got things to do.
Yeah.
We have kids.
So do I.
We don't have kids.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Don't yell at me. I blocked you ages ago. I don't even get them.
I'll speak on behalf of me and Fiona.
Thank you,
Feb. I will text back if I'm on my phone. Yeah. But most of the time, my daughter's got my phone. So therefore, I don't get my text till later.
Well, I'm just trying to do...
Gee, you're angry.
And I've got a Huawei.
Now we know where you really feel.
I've got a Huawei. Wow. So your text goes to Beijing and then it's got to get all the way back to my place.
And it's in a different language.
It's been screened. Okay. Yeah.
Does someone want to have a...
You've got a list there. What else is on your list?
Well, I have another example. I love you guys, but sometimes during the show when I try and talk through an idea in the studio,
boring.
You guys are all, well,
should do that before the show, not during the show. We're performers, mate.
Okay, I feel like this is turning on me now. This is about you guys.
Yeah, no, you've
walked in. What are we doing apparently while you're trying to go through ideas?
Sometimes you're throwing the ball around, not listening, you're on your phone.
I'll speak on behalf of the team.
Thank you, Feb. Please do.
I love you, Leon, but if you're going to be throwing that sort of stuff, there's a reason why we get in here early is to do all the meetings, so therefore at the show, performers shouldn't be they just perform.
Okay.
You don't speak through the show at 8 o'clock, at 10 to 8. This is what we're going to do at 8 o'clock. No, that should already be done.
Fev, now I don't want to break open the team because this is we are fracturing at a rate of knots, and it's becoming an on-air, off-air issue because what's this? Somebody's written through. Darcy has one for Fifi and Nick too.
Oh wow!
What have we done to Darcy?
Oh,
Leon's like, thank God.
I love you guys, but and it's about the three of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes we send through content in our WhatsApp message. And then a few days later, you'll bring up the story like you just clearly haven't read our messages.
It's very healthy, Darcy. Thank you for bringing that up.
I well can't done, stress Darcy. This enough. I've got a Huawei. All right? Send it on MSN Messenger or nothing.
Mm. All right, I'll speak on behalf of myself.
No,
I do. And you? Okay. I know you don't read them all, though.
Yeah, I know.
I actually do. I read every one. But, yeah. It doesn't, that's irrelevant.
Well, sometimes I'll like put a story in and then 2 days later you'll go, guys, I've seen this. And I'm like, yeah, I sent it to you 2 days ago.
No, but who says that?
That must be me.
I still love you guys, but
name and shame. Who says it?
Anything else?
Name and shame, Darcy. You want it? No, it's a safe space. Who says that?
Feb, you've done it.
Actually, no, I now we're on it.
I think, yeah, keep going.
Actually,
come
no, Fifi.
Oh, God.
I love you, but.
That was angry.
Fifi, I love you, but.
Wow.
We print off articles for you, so you've, you know, well-researched, you can read the story and have everything you need.
Yes.
And when I say, have you got the article, you go, I haven't got it, you need to print it. We have always printed it. You've lost it in your messy
not
pile.
Not always. Very occasionally, it's not there. And it's give not one to my him, bag. It's just and the messy pile's there because you put it in a mess.
Well, I put it in the folder and you didn't know what the folder.
The folder was too bulky. It was too heavy in the studio.
You know who dodged a bullet here? Byron.
1019 The Fox. You may have just heard we attempted co-host therapy. Our producers thought it would be a good idea to get us, Fev, Nick and myself, to have an honesty session and do it transparently. To just show also, therapy's fine. Everyone can get therapy. Yeah. There's no stigmas attached.
It's amazing. But Darcy's looking for a new job.
If you missed just what happened, it just became producers versus us.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah.
And that's a real problem if you just fired Darcy.
Yeah, she's done.
Okay, so, but this is, and I wanted to say this, I meant to say this earlier in the week because I had a good example of this. See, people, sometimes therapy is great and it heals relationships or situations, but sometimes therapy is the nail in the coffin. It's the death knell. It becomes.
We need new producers, Boxy. Well, it's either that we go or they go.
I know, Leon got very honest then. I think
Leon got angry with you. That was aggressive.
I know.
Like, if we were actually on the couch with a therapist, they would have said, now, calm down. The environment we're in at the moment, you cannot speak to a woman like that.
Sorry, well, I caught up.
And I think we're actually all going to end up in proper therapy. But we are going to open the phones, 131060, to hear about when therapy's gone wrong. Like, maybe it tore your relationship further apart. Or just even just bad therapy sessions. Because can I say, years ago, I was in a relationship that was really dysfunctional and I didn't even know if it was a relationship. It was, I've told you many stories about the guy. Remember the guy I said that was dating all my friends?
Yeah. that's an issue.
Yeah, that was a problem.
Did you bring that up?
I did. But I went to, at the time I was working at a radio station in Sydney, and in the tower we were working in, it was like a Westfield tower. There were other businesses in the office block and one of them was Relationships Australia. So I thought, I'll go. Oh, sorry, it wasn't actually Relationships Australia, but it was one of those places where they do, you can go in and you just see therapists that are there at the time. And I've gone in, I'm having a session and the lady was sitting opposite me and I was sort of sitting there, I was looking out the window and then I looked back at her and she'd fallen asleep. She had actually fallen asleep whilst I was unloading about all my problems. Because there's nothing worse than when you're worried that you know, with all your friends, they're sick of hearing about you and that stupid boyfriend. We get it. It's not working. And then when you have a therapist fall asleep on you, that's not a great sign.
It's not. But it's good when you get on a roll, though, isn't it, when you're talking to a therapist? You just get everything out. You just full stop. Bang.
But you want them to be taking it in, not sleeping. Yeah. Kelly in Kilsyth. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Kelly. Did you try couples therapy?
I did, yeah, a couple of years ago.
And what happened?
Well, we went to try and obviously fix all of our problems and turns out we had a lot more than we thought and we ended up breaking up on the train ride home from the city.
Oh, wow.
No way. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you go deep, Cal? Is that what happened? Like, when you go real deep. Yeah, when you get deep, that's when you find your inner self and Some people want to like that.
And also, Kelly, did it? I had a friend who had couples therapy, and she said it like the therapist sometimes can't help but show their bias. Like we're like a clearly
on
one
person's
side.
100%.
Sometimes they do, yes. And you say something and you're like, oh, this is a problem with them. And they go, actually, yes, let's talk about that. And it all just comes out.
No, but you're happier out of the relationship. Good result.
Oh, much, much better. I found someone 1,000 times better.
Ah, well done, Kelsey. It worked. It worked.
It helped.
It does in the end. Now we've
What's
got, thank
here?
You, Kelly, we've got a secret caller.
Oh, this can't be good.
It's got to be Amanda.
Please not be Lucia.
Caller.
It'll be Amanda.
I'm in trouble.
Hello?
Oh, it's not. Is that?
Hello?
Hello?
Secret caller?
Hello, hey. Who's there?
Good trick, mate.
Well, she called us.
Jack Charles would have known that.
Are you there? Listen.
Is it my mum? Mum?
Mum Pearl called us and wanted to give you a comment.
Oh, I don't think there's anyone there.
Hello.
Are you there, Mum?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Sorry,
hi.
I'm in the car.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. You're going through Donvale. There's a black spot.
No, I'm not. But okay. I just had a comment on your therapy session, which was very good. But, you know, therapists generally are only people as well. And they can only give you opinions based on themselves. There's no real answers to a lot of things. And, you know, if you talk them out between yourselves, you're going to get the answers anyway.
So are you defending Leon, Mum?
Pardon?
Are you defending Leon? Is that what you're doing?
Probably am, yes.
Wow.
Good for
you know how you say I have to go to a therapist because a therapist is going to be able to fix that problem for me?
Yes.
No, Pearl, it's a brainstorm.
Is not necessarily going to be able to fix it for you.
But, Mum, do you think we had problems to fix?
Pardon?
Do you think we had problems to
fix? Well, you obviously do have some problems to fix. I'm hearing them. I can imagine them.
Like what?
I
think the three of you would be really difficult to work with.
Thanks, Pearl.
All these personalities. I think Leon does a marvellous job. I think he does a fantastic job.
How much has he paid you, Pearl?
Now, Pearl, to be a great show, to be great broadcasters, you're all going to have different personalities. That's what makes you so
this
good.
True, Steve.
Thank you.
And P.S., you're my mum. You know me well. You can't say I'm difficult to work with.
Oh, I know you very well, Steve. I know you better than anybody.
Pearl wants to take you to therapy.
There she is.
Oh, that was an evil.
Anyway. Well, this has worked
Pearl.
Out well for
Have
Leon.
A lovely
Thank
Easter,
you,
Pearl. Have a lovely Easter.
Look,
where are you off to?
You too. I'm off to a 60th birthday party.
What? It's 9 o'clock.
1019, The Fox.
Let's celebrate with this.
Fox Comedy Fest, the best bunch of comedians. Win a spot, keep listening to the Fox.
That's right, only the best at the Fox Comedy Fest, an exclusive money can't buy event. You can only win tickets by listening to the Fox.
Huge.
And as we said, we've already named. We've got Dave Hughes, he will be there, Dilruk Jayasinghe, Mel Buttle, added to the lineup yesterday, and as we said, they don't come any bigger than this talent, this Melbourne man, Tommy Little.
Oh, guys, it is so nice to be announced as the fourth and final comedian.
What? Hold on.
And the funniest.
Hold on.
Funniest on our radio show.
Fourth and final. Is it final? Is it locked in?
It's locked in.
Am I not on?
Oh. No.
Oh, wow.
Cody, sorry, mate. I thought they told you. Did they not tell you?
I know it's your show title at this year's Comedy Festival, Tommy, but I think I'll see myself out. This is quite embarrassing.
Look, there may be.
Mate,
yes.
I mean, when I first started doing breakfast radio, the team used to joke that I could have the 4:55 spot or the 9:05 spot every morning. And Cody, you can get that. You can get a warm up spot maybe as the crowd starts to come in.
I said that yesterday, Little. I said that to Mel. I said he can be the guy that does, you know, that comedian that does the all the crap jokes at the start just to go, oh, these are not funny. And then the funny people come on. That could be him.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Should I do a bit of music as people are filling in?
No, just
should
do
I just
your,
sing
just
the
do,
songs
just
from
do
the
Fox? No, just do your jokes. Do your jokes.
We still need ushers.
People
to their seats.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. Geez, I'm having flashbacks to when Fox had their footy day and Fev didn't get a game. I don't really remember that last time.
I'm good to go.
I just want to go back there because you know he's thrown a couple of darts. The last time I wore a fox outfit in a footy function, it was grand final day, kick across the Yarra, and I won against AFL players.
You've got to stop getting offended by what is clearly a hypothetical joke.
I'm not offended. I'm just, I like to tell the truth on our show. It's breakfast. People need to be up and about. Not like Drive where they're half asleep and they don't care what you say. Now, Tommy, hey, speaking about last week, Little, what about you? I could have had a Collingwood tat right now, but you chickened out on the bet. Now, mate.
Well, it's actually made me start thinking about it. And I did think about it, but I think, do you just want a Collingwood tat?
I was just happy to get another one, mate.
Because I remember, like, you're desperate to get off the Blues. And,
oh, 100%. Mate, have you watched them play? You did last week.
Yeah, I did. Just come across to the Pies, mate.
No, I think I'm going to go with you, Boxy, maybe. Go to the Bulldogs.
Bulldoggies. Oh, well done. I like it.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good choice.
I can't say anything going for the Bombers. I'm like, yeah, go Dogs.
They're awful.
Darn Doggies.
Now, Tommy, we love this that you are part of the Fox Comedy Fest. You have to be. You are Fox through and through. But we are checking because Fev and I are hosting it. So we're putting this lineup together. As we said, there may be one more spot. We're yet to see who might fill
Tommy's headline. He's headlining,
Tommy
Gleeson. Absolutely,
you're headlining, mate. You're the big
Tommy guy. Little headlining.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you want on your rider? Because this will be up to Fev and I. We're just putting together people's riders. Yeah. And Husey wanted M&Ms and 0% alcohol beer. Yeah.
Mm. My rider is exactly the same for every gig, and that is 2 slabs of Peroni, please.
Yeah, 2. Can I have one? Can I drink one with you?
Yeah, of course.
Sick.
It's one for me, one for friends and family. Oh, that's the deal.
I love it. That's easy. That's very simple.
Yeah, simple.
Yeah,
for a simple man.
If I do end up having 3 gigs in a night, it makes it a big one for me, but that's fine.
6 slabs.
I've also got to toe the interesting line, guys. Yeah. I know this is a money can't buy experience, and I understand that. But it is also an important time to let you know that if you do have money and you would like to buy a similar experience, I am playing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and I've just added a week's worth of extra shows, which are also beautiful. Money can't buy experiences, but if you do have money, again, it'll cost you about $30.
So you're on next week.
A whole new week of Tommy Little's I'll See well Myself done. Out. Now you get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Tommy, a whole week. Did you just free up a week of your life? Where did that come from?
Yeah, I did. I was going to have a week's holiday, and then I thought, no, comedy's too fun, and I decided to film the stand-up special as well. So. Yeah,
you're a genius.
Or did you have a holiday on the Gold Coast and you've had to cancel it?
Yeah, I reckon.
You may have read between the lines pretty well there,
Boxy. He lost his gig as a stripper/plumber.
Yeah, if I do the gig dressed as a meter maid.
That's the difference, Boxy, between, you're good comedians and you're half-assed comedians. Because, see, Tommy, he's doing another week at the Comedy Festival. Yeah. It's their grand final.
Yeah.
Our friend, new to the show, Nick Cody, going away for the having a week off.
So it's almost as if I've got a baby due in July.
What's that got to do? What's that got to do with April?
Wife staring at
that's
me
ages
for a
away.
Mm.
Guys, I'll tell you
who I feel bad for, and that's Tommy Little's liver. That poor thing is going to have to cop an extra 14 slabs of Peroni wasn't expecting.
He's got another one.
No, he doesn't. They're kidneys.
Oh, they're kidneys. Whatever.
Got another one.
I just found out that as well in real time. I'm always
Tommy's with me.
Well, do they kick in the reserve motor? We'll be fine.
Tommy, we love this. You are going to be part of our Fox Comedy Fest. And also, quite seriously, that is great news. An extra week of Tommy Little's I'll See Myself Out. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss out. And Tommy, we'll be tuning in to you and Carrie this afternoon from 3.
Guys, I can't wait till Nick scans my ticket and shows me to my seat at the gig.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival is out underway, and one of the biggest names heading to Melbourne, and he's nearly here. He's come from Scotland. He's made it to Sydney. He's in hotel quarantine. We've been a little bit worried. We're keeping up with his diary in quarantine, and look, he may be struggling a bit.
day 7 in quarantine, and I finally cracked. Didn't think I was going to do it, but I did. I cracked. I've started knitting again.
Daniel Floss, welcome back to the show. You're so close to making it to Melbourne.
I know, it's wait, day 8, so there's 6 days left. I get out on a Wednesday afternoon, and it certainly feels long now.
Yeah, that's a bad sign when you start knitting again. That's not a great sign for mental health, but how are you feeling in there, buddy?
You look good.
I feel sprightly. It's just, look, there comes a certain point during quarantine when you're just going, who am I showering for? Because it's not me anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm not. I can handle my own smell. Everyone gets high on their own supply. It's absolutely fine.
What, is it every couple of days? You're not doing it every day, are you?
No, every two. If I do a workout, I'm like, that's when I have to. I'll definitely shower that day. But what that's led to is I'm just doing much less workouts.
Yeah.
So I was like, this will make me clean. And I'm like, I'll just not work out today because I can't be bothered cleaning myself.
By the way, everybody that has been in hotel quarantine complains about the food, but I know you and I know you're from Scotland. So I just see you open every meal like, ooh, what a delight. And the rest of us are like, that's a sandwich.
Yeah, but like some of them, like clearly they make some meals for adults and they just, like, I know other people would love them, like braised swordfish cover in the jus of a dying carrot or whatever. And I'm just like, just give me some potato smileys and a pizza slice for the love of God.
What is a potato
smiley?
What's a potato smiley?
Potato gem,
it's exactly what you think it is. It's a potato in the shape of a smiley face.
Jesus, Scotland, it's simple, isn't it?
Just give me a potato smiley, a colouring in book, and let me have dinner like I do at home.
I have a colouring in book. Somebody drop me off a colouring in book.
What do they do, Daniel, when you're in the quarantine, does someone come and check on you every day? Do they come to the door with masks on and say hi?
So, yeah, I mean, you get 3 food deliveries a day, but also because I've been posting on Instagram, like a bunch of fans have worked out where I'm staying. So I just get a bunch of random drop-offs during the day. And the nurses phone you at least twice a day to check on your mental health. And they're very lovely, but they are not up for any banter. They are checking the mental health of 750 people at a time. You're like, hey, they're like, hey, how are you? You're like, yeah, I'm good. How are you? They're like, we don't have time for this. You sound happy. Go away. Slam down phone. My friend tried to drop off scissors for me the other day because I'm doing some arts and crafts while I'm here, right? Just because I have nothing to do. And the receptionist, she was like, we can't let up the scissors because we don't know what people in quarantine are going to do. And I'm like, I fully get that. But I have a balcony. Like, that choice is always there for me. Like, if there's a much cleaner, quicker way for this to be over.
Nature scissors. Now, Sloss, I've got to say, your Netflix special, Jigsaw, 120,000 breakups, 350 cancelled engagements, over 300 divorces. How do you think you'd feel if you're one of those divorced couples and now you realise that a man that eats potato smileys and colours in broke up your relationship? Would you call the ex? Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have listened to him.
Hey, look, anyone that listens to that show and broke up with their partner because of it, I still laugh at. Like, I take zero responsibility. As I've always said, if a 25-year-old comedian can break up your relationship because of a bunch of jokes, maybe your relationship wasn't that sturdy in the first place.
Speaking of relationships, how is your new fiancé? Missing her?
She's good. I mean, she's enjoying it now because she'll phone me every day while I'm in quarantine, but the second I get into civilization, she's not going to talk to me again.
Mate, I only say that because you are now in, you're going to be heading to Melbourne on Wednesday. One of your really close mates, Nick Cody, hasn't drunk since Super Bowl. I took him out. It was the first time he'd drunk in a year. He stayed at my house, didn't go home for about 48 hours. His beautiful wife, Looch. I don't know if you heard of Looch. Have you heard of Looch?
Oh,
Looch.
Pregnant wife, Looch, here. I turned up about 27 hours late after I said.
So he's sworn off the alcohol again. Now, he says he's going to have a drink with you when you come down, and he wants to know if he's going to be the best man at the wedding.
I didn't ask that.
You did so. And we just saw we'd lay the foundation. You've got 6 days to think about it.
I've absolutely thought about it. But the fact that he knows you puts me off him organizing my stag do. There's not a chance it's happening.
No, I'm getting remarried. You be my party.
You two can never drink together because Sloss is actually just Northern Hemisphere Fev. And if you two get together, it's like an atom splitting. It's nuclear fallout.
I want to drink
Daniel,
with him.
We can't wait for you to get here. We've got, did you say six or seven more days?
Six.
Next Wednesday.
Six more days.
And if you want to see Daniel, for tickets to see Hubris, head to comedyfestival.com.au. We might even touch base with you again if we can before you get here, just to check no more scissors are being delivered and that you're okay.
Yeah. I'm going to check on the old mental health while I'm wearing a nap.
Happy Easter by yourself, mate.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, one of the things I'm enjoying, Fev, about you living down on the Mornington Peninsula at the moment is it's a long drive home.
Yeah.
And
Cop that, Fev. I love that.
Now, we get to chat. I was on the couch and I'd been home for like an hour and you rang. I'm like, you're still driving home.
It's a disaster.
And we were chatting, Nick, but then he said to me, and I hope you don't mind this, Fev, and I am.
Well, I don't know what I did yet.
I know. Well, I should actually have gotten you to sign a form before I recorded you because recording people is not on.
No.
But he did say, Nick, at some stage, he went, I'm going to put you on mute. And I thought, well, if you're going to put me on mute, I'm going to press record. And this happened.
Yeah, and then I'll come to the comedy show. That'll be great. Can't wait to see Dad.
Hang on for 1 second. I'm just going to put you on mute. Hang on for 1 second.
Okay.
Hang on.
Oh,
hey,
hi, how are you? Can I just get a large singer meal? just a water, please.
Yeah.
And can I get a 5-piece of those original tenders?
Yeah.
They look amazing. Can I get an aioli sauce for that?
Yeah, it comes with
chicken. Oh, perfect. I might get a maxi popcorn chicken as well, please.
Yeah.
And an original slider.
Yeah, just a pepperoni.
Yes, please.
Anything else,
please? No, that's all, thank you.
Yeah, 3140, drive 40.
Thank you very much.
That. Honestly.
Do you think you got enough?
Right.
Who was that for? The whole family?
No, this is for me. Yeah, it's just a little snack, mate.
Just a snack? That was like a dinner for 10.
Well, it's a long drive. And I find you got to eat it all. Like try different things. It's all about trying different things.
Wow.
Did he really try and spin a variety is the spice of life at the end of that insane order for one human?
But then, and I stopped recording and I'm kicking myself because then he drove through the drive-thru where you then go to pick it up.
Yeah.
And as he saw an ad for the donuts they've got there, he's gone, they've got donuts.
They've got donuts. And then literally, I reckon about 30 seconds later, I was just sitting at the lights and I was like one zinger down. I'd eaten
He was so sick. The next 10 minutes, you'd eaten it all and he was ready to vomit.
That order, next time, Fev, it'll be quicker to tell him what you don't want from the menu.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We're doing this.
Fox Comedy Fest, the best bunch of comedians. Win a spot. Keep listening to The Fox.
Fox Comedy Fest exclusively to Fox FM. You cannot buy tickets. You can only win them by listening to The Fox. And we have already announced the lineup. We have Dave Hughes, Hughesy. We're talking premier Australian talent. Dilruk, Jaya Singer,
big
Mel
dogs.
Buttle. We just spoke to Tommy Little before. The big dogs of Australian comedy. And I would like to announce the final act joining the list.
The warm-up.
Come on.
The warm-up or just one of the fellow headliners. Welcome to the Fox Comedy Fest.
Go on. Who is it?
Nick Cody!
Hey, made it!
You're on!
Pick last, but I'll take it.
You're used to that. That's all right.
I'm on. I did it. All those bribes worked.
Yeah, look, we're giving you a shot at it. See if you like it. It's stand up.
I'll have a little go.
Give you a shot.
I'll have a little go at the talkies, the stage talkies.
And speaking of the talkies, we are, as a team, all coming to see you tonight. Dad Bod, Nick Cody, you can obviously get tickets because there are, tonight's sold out?
Tonight's sold out.
How many
tomorrow
more nights?
And there's only three nights left, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Some tickets away, Boxy.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. Can we give away some double passes
three
now?
We'll give three. Three sets.
13, 10, 60, three double passes. Call now if you want to see Dad Bod.
Is that
Nick
all right?
Cody.
Can we do that?
Well, I guess we are. Let's do it.
It's a great show. I got to see it last night. But also our Fox Comedy Fest as well. Tickets start. You can start winning them here at the Fox from Monday.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick will get you up and about every morning. But if you're still feeling tired, Ecosa can help. Mattresses, pillows, bedding, and more. Shop now at ecosa.com.au. Ecosa. Sleep, but better.